Health. Maranga County Assembly has passed a motion compelling the County Executive Committee member, CECM, for health to iron out challenges facing implementation of the county healthcare program. The MCAs on Tuesday said some challenges like delayed remittance of funds to the program dubbed Kangata Care need to be resolved immediately so as to ensure beneficiaries listed in the health cover scheme don't miss medical care. In a report tabled by the chairperson of the Assembly's Committee for Health Services, Boniface Mbau, it was revealed that beneficiaries of the program have been complaining that their cards have no funds, thus being turned away from health facilities. Mbau highlighted that as of February this year, some residents included in the Kangata Care program complained they could not access affordable medical care since their cards had no funds and some of their names were missing from the list. He added that use of the cards is causing delays in referrals to patients who seek specialized treatment to facilities out of the county. Mr. Speaker, the last expense funds, which is one of the components of the program, has been delayed for up to 6 months before disbursement, leading to extra expenses to the family affected, said Mbau, who is also MCA for Mathithi Ward. The Kangata Care program was established by the county government at the beginning of last year to provide universal health coverage for indigent and vulnerable households in the county. The program, with more than 20,000 beneficiaries, covers outpatient and inpatient services, optical and dental treatment, and last expense. According to chairperson, the CECM for health should have a clear list of the beneficiaries as per ward. Seconding the motion, Kangari MCA Moses Marara said there is need to create a structure of management on the roles and responsibilities on running the program. Currently, the program is not independent. The people running the Kangata Care are not defined. There are no structures of management. We want the roles of various offices running the program to be made clear, added Marara. On her part, nominated MCA Charlene Wambui said that hospitals benefiting from Kangata Care should provide an audit on quarterly basis so as to ensure funds utilized are accounted for and residents benefit from the healthcare scheme without challenges. Performance reports of all the four areas covered by the medical scheme should be submitted quarterly so as to monitor the implementation of the program, remarked Wambui. To improve its effectiveness, Gaturi Ward MCA Gathi Warangeri recommended that the youth, especially those who are vulnerable and with disabilities, be included in the Kangata Care program, as majority of the beneficiaries are the elderly. The program should also consider including youth who are from poor backgrounds and who need support to access affordable medical care. This will ensure inclusivity, he noted.